Well, this is a fun Sunday for us together as a family. As a body of believers, we get to enjoy hearing of God's grace in a life in the waters of baptism, and we get to rejoice with those who are formally committing to membership at Grace Bible Church. I want to turn your attention this morning to Matthew 28. This is, of course, the Great Commission, Jesus' final instructions before ascending to the Father to his disciples. In Matthew 28:18, Jesus came and spoke to the disciples. This is after the resurrection. And he says, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations." And then he gives some descriptors of what making disciples looks like. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all that he commands. And Jesus promises, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And the directions that Jesus gave the apostles then are directions for us today. The promise of his presence and the continuing nature of this commission extends even to this body of believers, even to us who are gathered here this morning. A disciple of Jesus is a follower, a learner of Jesus Christ, one who has submitted him or herself underneath the lordship and the teaching of Christ, one who has set his life on following Christ. And a disciple or a learner is to be made of all the nations. That is, Jesus has purchased for himself people from every tongue and tribe and nation and people. And he uses means to bring those people to himself through the proclamation of the gospel. That is, when you and I proclaim Christ to a lost and dying world, God brings people to himself in faith. They believe in Christ, they turn from their sins, they turn to him, and they become disciples themselves. And the disciples become disciple-making disciples who make disciples of all the nations. And here this morning, we get to hear from one who is being baptized in obedience to Christ. What does a follower of Christ do? But publicly proclaim a loyalty to Christ, a fidelity to Christ, an identification with Christ, and an identification with his people. And we get to hear the testimony of Joshua this morning. I'll call him up in a few moments. I want to let us be informed from Romans chapter 6 just what is going on in this symbol called baptism. Baptism, of course, does not do anything. It's not a mechanical ordinance. In other words, this is not something we do, and because we do baptism, therefore God bestows grace. Rather, water baptism is a response. It is an outward profession of an inward reality that has already taken place. One who is to be baptized is one who has already been born again, already been made alive by the power of the Holy Spirit, one who has already surrendered his life to Jesus Christ. And when one has given his life over to Christ, he then portrays this transformation in baptism. And Romans 6 gives us some of the vocabulary of seeing what is taking place in a life that is surrendered to Christ. Paul says there in Romans 6, beginning in verse 3, "All of us who are baptized into Christ are baptized into his death." The word baptism simply means an immersion. And for those who are immersed into Christ, that is, unified with Christ, even symbolized here in the waters of baptism, being immersed under the water. And for anyone who does that, he has been baptized or immersed into Jesus' death. You see, having eternal life, being united with Christ, begins with a death. It begins with the death of self. Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Water baptism is a good symbol of having been unified with Jesus Christ in his death so that our old person dies And notice what Paul says next. Therefore, we have been buried with Jesus through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too now walk in newness of life. And when a disciple of Jesus Christ goes into the waters of baptism, symbolizing a union with Jesus, a union with Jesus into Christ's death, what is also symbolized is a union with Christ in resurrection life. And a resurrection life that begins at new birth, eternal life that begins at conversion, symbolized in this ordinance of baptism. An eternal life that never ends. Eternal life that transcends physical mortality here, such that one who belongs to Jesus Christ, in a sense, will never die, as Jesus said in John 11. Paul goes on and says, if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, verse 5, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with Christ, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so we would no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. A number of remarkable realities happen at our union with Christ. Death to self also means death to the slavery we were under, a slavery unto sin leading unto eternal destruction. And so someone who is being baptized is publicly proclaiming, I belong to Christ. I no longer live. Christ lives in me. I died with him, and now I live in newness of Christ's resurrection life and power. I'm no longer a slave of sin. I'm a slave of Jesus Christ. And friends, this is good news. You see, what we will hear from Joshua in a few moments is not how great Joshua is. Not about the great things that he has done. He could not merit God's love. None of us can. We are sinful from birth. We act out of our sin natures, and we displease God with every breath until he makes us alive. What Joshua will boast in is not how he has cleaned up his life to make himself right before God, but how God has transferred him from slavery to sin unto newness of life in Christ. And only because Jesus Christ has gone to the cross and paid for every sin on Joshua's behalf, past, present, and future. And friends, you need to know that the life transformation on display this morning is available to anyone who would believe, anyone who would surrender to Jesus Christ. You can find life and light and transformation and freedom even here this day.